mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight. It is Monday, the 13th day of December, 04. A little more than half a month left in the year. Then we'll be into 05. Your calls are coming up. I want to take a lot of calls this hour. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I want to start going over the news now, and boy, it is prolific. WTC rescue workers silenced after discovery of black boxes. Now, firefighters, emergency workers, others who helped carry out three of the recovered four black boxes, which the government says was destroyed, have been threatened to shut up. And I've talked personally to many other firefighters that have been threatened. This is from American Free Press, Greg Siminski, up on PrisonPlanet.com. WTC owner, of course, Silverstein, got his double the money, almost $6 billion on the huge insurance policies he put in on the building. WTC rescue workers silenced after discovery of black boxes. A 9/11 rescue worker recently came forward to say he was told by FBI agents to keep my mouth shut about one of the black boxes a fellow firefighter helped locate at Ground Zero, contradicting the official story that none of the flight and cockpit data recorders were ever recovered in the wreckage of the World Trade Center WTC Tower. And, I mean, they put those things in under torch fire for days. They drop them out of airplanes on the concrete. Nothing destroys them. But in all these cases, they're always just disappeared. Honorary firefighter Mike Malone claimed he was approached by unknown bureau agents a short time after he and his partner Nicholas DeMassey, a retired New York firefighter, found three of the four black boxes among the WTC rubble before January 2002. And again, they first brought this forward in a book entitled Behind the Scenes, Ground Zero, to have found the data recorders. DeMassey said the black boxes were found while he traveled and traversed Ground Zero in his all-terrain vehicle, ATV, with three federal agents. And again, they didn't even have the yellow paint burned off of them. FBI New York fire officials have denied ever finding the voice and data recorders. Now, Malone claims agents have adamant about keeping the discovery a secret. They confronted me and told me not to say anything, recalled Malone, referring to of the three radish-orange boxes and two white stripes he saw in the back of DeMassey's ATV. I said, give me a good reason. When they couldn't, I told them I wouldn't shut up about it. Why should I? I have nothing to hide and nothing to gain. It's the truth. And Nick and I are sticking to the story as we always have. Malone said he and DeMassey were not the only 9/11 rescue workers to see the black boxes. He said there were several other witnesses and said he knows that they had been silenced by federal agents. Folks, they claim a passport went out of the guy's shirt, out of his jacket, out of the fireball plane, out of the metal, out of the gasoline, out of the jet fuel, out of the building, through the rubble, out of the fire, and a day later was found by the authorities. Then it turned out it was a fake passport and that the person didn't exist and that somebody faked it. But they won't ever retract it. I mean, if they retract that it was found, but don't tell you why it was retracted. But these four black boxes that are incredibly hard to destroy all disappeared. There's two per aircraft. It's amazing. I mean, how do these FBI guys sleep with themselves? And how do they sleep at night? You got to cover up what your bosses did, huh?
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, two decorated firefighters first told the Philadelphia Daily News months ago about how they found 3 of the 4 voice and data recorders. Again, they were there after they've been found. They witnessed them being found, being loaded on FBI four-wheelers, being taken out. They were told, be quiet at the time. Others were told, be quiet. And now that they've gone public, they're being told to shut up again. He went on to say, Malone did, but there were other 9/11 rescue workers to see the black boxes. He added that there were several other witnesses and said he knows that they have been silenced by federal agents. And again, you can't miss them. They're like bright orange and yellow with stripes on them. I know 2 or 3 others who saw what went down, but they're not talking, said Malone. They got to those guys after they talked to me. The only reason I can figure that they are trying to hide the truth is that the government knows it screwed up. It's a lot worse than that. And the recorders would prove it. Yeah, you hear the pilots screaming, we're under remote control, as the nerve gas was released. Anyone to give names of the other witnesses, he said, wouldn't break a fellow worker's confidence by revealing his identity. And again, I've called other firefighters' homes to talk about bombs, and they just go, Mr. Jones, I've been told to shut up. Look, I love my family. I gotta go. You're on the right track. Click. That's the kind of conversations I've had. It's unbelievable, folks. We just all stood up. What do they do if hundreds of the firefighters stood up? Because I was at New York a few months ago in Ground Zero, and you'd see firefighters getting on the subways and stuff, and we've got video where I'd be, you know, doing a live speech or something to a crowd. You see firefighters walk by, nodding their heads, looking all freaked out, gulping, you know, with their eyes wide open, going, "Yep, yep, yep." You'd see cops, though, most of them just laughing. Just all real funny. We're part of the power system. We're taking over. We don't care if our own officers got killed. It's fun. But some cops weren't like that. Some of them were nodding their heads. And that's just unbelievable. I can tell you this, though. It was all very strange. I worked on the Columbia cleanup, and you know when something's important is found and when something is not, he said. The day after the black boxes were secretly carted away, agents acted like something big was going down, he added. Malone said he never learned the FBI agents' names, as the type of personal contact and information wasn't exchanged between civilian workers and government officials working side by side at Ground Zero. They had on their FBI jackets, but I'm sure I could pick one of them out or them out of a lineup or recognize their pictures, said Malone. The pair's bombshell accusations blow a big hole in the official story as well as the findings in the recent 9/11 Commission report. In Chapter 1, footnote 76, there is the sole but definite reference to the airline black boxes, the CVRs, and the FDR's voice and flight data recorders from American 11 and United 175 were not found, the 9/11 Commission report says. Asked if DeMasi and Malone were questioned or subpoenaed by the 9/11 Commission, spokesman Al Feisenberg said, "I can't tell you now if he was one of the 1,200 people who interviewed." And then it goes on. Malone said commission members never contacted him or DeMasi and never asked the two to appear before the group, even though the book was published well before the hearings commenced. "I have been contacted by only one newspaper reporter for the Philadelphia Daily News," said Malone, referring to an October 4th, 2004 story by reporter William Bunch, who recapped DeMasi's statements as well as the usual official denials. Those close to the 9/11 investigation to the recovery of the black box is important because they may hold vital clues about what really happened on the morning of September 11th. The cockpit voice recorder used a pair of microphones to capture all cockpit sounds for at least the last 30 seconds of the doomed flight. The flight data recorder is also significant since it records altitude, heading, and airspeed. Both recorders are designed to withstand enormous impact and heat. National Transportation Safety Board officials said they should have withstood the conditions at the WTC. You can drop these things into furnaces for hours. Nothing happens. And finding the boxes after a crash seems to be standard procedure, according to the NTSB. Yeah, you got people standing in the holes in the buildings for 20 minutes waving for helicopter help, supposedly in the hottest fires. Just standing there. Just the firefighters said the fires were almost all out, but it melts down to nothing, all these black boxes. Then people see them being hauled out, and they're told, "Shut up." And again, DeMasi, recently retired from Engine 261, nicknamed the Flaming Skulls. And it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Hey, Bush should like him with their fire crew named the Flaming Skulls. Your calls are coming up. I got some more news I need to cover here. Journalist who blew whistle on CIA drug trade, quote, commits suicide. Mr. Webb's friends and colleagues described him as a devoted father and a funny, dogged reporter who was passionate about investigating journalism. Gary Webb joins Mark Lombardi, Jay Chatfield, Danny Casalero as the fourth suicide by a researcher who had a detailed understanding of the structure and the function of the Bush crime family. It's scores, like the Clinton death list. And Then we have the San Jose Mercury News. Gary Webb, a former Mercury News investigative reporter, author, and legislative staffer who ignited a firestorm with his controversial stories, died Friday in an apparent suicide in a suburban Sacramento home. He was 49. And the Sacramento County Coroner's Office said when a Better Moving company arrived at Mr. Webb's home, Mr. Webb was going to be moving somewhere, getting out quick. So I guess you shut up the moving company and then you go commit suicide. A Better Moving company arrived at Mr. Webb's home about 8:20 a.m. Friday. A worker discovered a note posted on the front door which read, "Please do not enter. Call 911 and ask for ambulance." Mr. Webb, an award-winning journalist, was found dead of a gunshot wound to the head. Sacramento County Deputy Coroner Bill Galute said Saturday. Big Galute. Mr. Webb's friends and colleagues described him as a devoted father, and it goes on. And he exposed freeway retrofitting problems in 89. Before the earthquake, and wrote stories about the Department of Motor Vehicles computer software fiascos. And he was best known for breaking the national story about CIA-backed drug running. And then they go, but the government had tried to discredit it. Folks, I've interviewed multiple CIA agents on this show who openly unloaded the drugs. I mean, everybody knows this. It's been an Esquire, all these DEA people, all these FBI people. They caught the head of Latin American anti-drug trafficking operation for General Barry McCaffrey shipping in heroin and cocaine back in 1998. I mean, just hours of evidence. But now they're trying to discredit him after they killed him. It told no one he was going to commit suicide. I was moving. You just set up the movers and are going to move, and you blow your own head off. And actual mathematics was done on this. Gary Webb death, new math of Bush reporter suicides. Now that Gary Webb joins Mark Lombardi, J.H. Hatfield, and Danny Casolaro, plus the woman who was suing Bush for rape, they didn't have that, as the forced suicide, just by researchers who've been investigating drug trafficking, the math of the odds of the Bush suicides have changed. The new math, examining the male U.S. suicide rate for recent years, and they have a link to that, we can extrapolate a conservative estimate of 17 male suicides per 100,000 people, or 0.017. The odds of four specific male biographers committing suicide would be the fourth power of 17 through 100,000, or 8.3521, 4.913, x 10 to the power minus 17, roughly one chance. And I'm sorry, I said a billion earlier, 10 billion. About as good a definition of impossible as you can get. Well, it was one out of 14-something billion, the Associated Press said, that the Chicago Mercantile would come up 9/11.00000 on the one-year anniversary of 9/11. But that's just the Chicago Mercantile boys having their fun, you know, like they like to say. They play their games, we play ours. So that's a person would stand a better chance of playing the Canadian lottery 649 exactly twice in one's lifetime and winning the grand jackpot both times. That is, picking six numbers out of 49 possible numbers and matching all six numbers out of six random draws on two separate occasions, and having only purchased two Canadian lottery tickets ever. This calculation should be regarded as a conservative estimate. The actual odds against such a coincidence would be much greater. For example, if any of the biographers were female, the odds would be even greater. The press hasn't even bothered with the usual "he was known to be depressed" stories yet. And there's like Dr. David Kelly. "They're going to kill me. They've told me if I don't shut up, I'll be found dead in the woods." Found dead in the woods. Paramedics show up and go, "There's no blood at the scene." "Diana, they're going to kill me in a fake car accident. Charles told me he's going to kill me." And she dies in it, and, "Oh, it's accidental. Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, everything's fine." We'll be right back. One out of 10 billion.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls, and when I come back, Kelly Death, paramedics question verdict, saying he was obviously murdered. There's no blood where he supposedly slit his wrist out in the field. And just so much more. Down in Houston, at one of the suburbs, Sugarland, cop was handing out not an advisement about satanic organizations, but how to conduct satanic orgies and holidays and how to celebrate satanic holidays. Cop's not going to get in trouble. The parents are all afraid. They had met on the news. They handed them out to students. It's all part of your new freedom. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I tried to get in last week sometime when someone was calling in about the food scare. And I don't know if you ever ran across a story that sparked all that. It was Tommy Thompson when he was resigning. He was saying that he worried every night about the food safety. And then Bush said, "Oh, it's no big deal, or whatever. You know, the house is burning down, but go back to sleep," type of thing. But I just wanted to make sure you're aware of that story. Also, I was wanting.
Well, the psychology is the underling creates fear, but the father figure then it's all right, children. Just
right.
Give your rights up. I'll take. And it's the same thing when Ashcroft was leaving. These judges trying to uphold the Constitution are going to destroy us. You know, and then Bush, now that's all right.
Right.
So it's all good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Don't you worry about those scary things. Just let me run things. I'll take care of it.
I was also wondering your thoughts on a couple of other things. I've been reading a lot on the Internet about what Pakistan had to do with 9/11, and also Bush even mentioned in the campaign about the Pakistani nuclear scientists that were meeting with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, that was Khan Laboratories.
Right, and yet these are supposed to be our good friends in the war on terrorism, and right now those guys...
And that's supposedly where Bin Laden's hiding out. Why, you're engaging in 2 + 2 = 4. How dare you? our government gives them billions a year, and... our government landed C-130s and loaded 8,000 Taliban al-Qaeda, quote, Arab fighters on C-130s and flew them to safety because they work for the globalists, sir. They're a team that goes in and create crises,
right.
And they get to invade and take over, and Pakistan gets to get all the funding and be supported. Pakistan is the Arabic language support hub for al-Qaeda, for the CIA. It's the go-between. It's public. They landed aircraft. Hundreds of times, lifted them up and flew them to Pakistan. Our government.
Right.
The terrorists work for our government.
And it's just like, how's everybody just so asleep on this?
It's public. It's MSNBC, Associated Press, Reuters. The government accidentally flew out all the al-Qaeda leaders. Mm-hmm. But then Special Forces colonels were quoted by the San Francisco Chronicle and other papers going, we had Bin Laden and all the people surrounded. We were ordered to stand down. And I watched as over 100, quote, black helicopters landed and flew them off. U.S.-made helicopters flying them to the airfields to then get on the C-130s and be flown out to Pakistan. And very handsomely paid as well. Now, again, you have the globalists run the remote control attack. You have Arabs who are CIA agents who think they're part of a drill get on the planes. They nerve gas them by remote control flight into buildings, say all the voice recorders are lost. You then create a few fake cell phone calls that are even easier than showing Steve McQueen pitching Mustangs from the grave.
Yeah.
Fake anything.
Right.
And then you've got your whole story.
And then you also have that general that wired the $100,000 to...
General Mahmoud Ahmed, the head of Pakistani intelligence, who never... He visited the U.S. 10 years ago, but then on the week of 9/11, he visits 5 days before, meets with Bush first and Cheney, then he goes to secret meetings... with the head of the CIA and FBI, and then on the morning of 9/11, having a luscious meal. He was having a meal with Porter Goss and the other head of the Intelligence Committee, and the reporter walked in, the staffer walked in and said, the second tower's been hit, and Goss turned and said, we know, and continued eating his poached eggs.
Is
that freedom? We know. We're sitting with him. He's the man who's done so well.
Yeah, it's a mess. One other thing I ran across on the web, and I know you guys have been talking about the drop in the dollar and the OPEC nations are going to be investing in the euro and everything. What have you heard about the Islamic dinar, the gold dinar coin they're supposed to be coming out with? They announced it in 2001, and then it was supposed to come out in 2003, but it hadn't come out yet. I was just wondering if you had heard anything about that.
Yeah, I'll try to answer that after the break. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to everybody else, Johnny and another Richard from Texas and everybody else on the other side of this quick break. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Novio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Novio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Novio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this whole Muslim dinar thing is a red herring. I mean, certainly it has an effect. Last week, the New York Times reported that over 15% in the last 2 years of the purchases that Arab countries have made have shifted out of buying dollars, that is, buying our currency, into buying the euro. But those numbers are even greater with Europe dumping the dollar and other countries starting to move away from the dollar, like China and a score of others. And I predicted a long time ago, I said, nothing is ever the government's fault. Bush comes out and says a weak dollar is good, it starts plunging, even American companies start dumping the dollar, but don't worry, when the people finally figure out what this means for us, the Arabs are going to dump it too. And so we'll just say the Arabs did it. And now I'm seeing all the articles. The Arabs craftily have engineered the entire dollar collapse. George Bush is valiantly fighting it as best he can. George Bush is on record saying he wants low dollar. But don't confuse me with the facts. But yes, I mean, that'll drive the dollar down even further. But the Arab countries are not as wealthy as Europe. They're not as wealthy as China. They're not as wealthy as Japan. They are conspicuous consumers, though. The Arab sheiks in the House of Saudi haven't learned how to be sneaky about their consumption. You know, in the old days, the robber barons would have 20 white horses or whatever pulling their carriages around, and the diamonds and the, you know, the 20 mansions, and they learned that caused them problems. The elites have learned how to go underground with their money and not be as conspicuous. Well, the Arabs don't, and so that makes their people get pretty angry because it is despotic. It's not free market. And our country picks up on that, too. The Arabs get a very small, upwards of 20% of the actual oil money. Most of it goes right to the banks. I mean, our governments went and drew the Middle East, put in the oil fields, put in the royal families, gave them the machine guns to keep control. They would just pick one tribe and put them in charge. Incidentally, the bin Ladens have been serving the British since 1918. They go back to serving British intel, the British foreign ministry, for a long time. And they're still doing great jobs. I think it's a bad job. I think that it's horrible, but a great job playing the part of the bad guy. And they've been rewarded lavishly by the Carlyle Group, lavishly with big contracts to build all our bases in the Middle East. One company, Bin Laden. The Bin Laden Group, that's all we spend our money with. They've done such a fabulous job. Again, it's so wonderful. And it's 1 out of 10 billion that this new researcher died with all these other researchers, exposing the globalists, exposing specifically the Bush crime family and drug dealing. But again, everything's fine. Flying out Al-Qaeda to safety in Pakistan, flying the Bin Ladens out of this country, giving them all the big contracts. Just don't discuss it. Everything is fine. I want to get into your local satanic high school where you're publicly taught how to worship Satan, but first, let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Kentucky. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I really appreciate what all you do, man, and keeping the flame going and bringing everybody's attention to what's going on in our...
Well, how could I not do it?
Man, I just tell you, man, I appreciate it. You know, there's not a lot of people that would do what you do and take that chance and, you know, rock on, man. Hey, what I'm wanting to call about is this intelligence bill that they shoved down their throat last week without even reading the bill. Part of it calls for it to be illegal to attend a terrorist training camp in the United States. But they're rather ambiguous about what a terrorist training camp
is.
No,
it mirrors the state law's militia training.
Yeah.
More than three people with firearms.
Right. You know, or what about church camp for some of these kids? You know, when it becomes evident.
Well, it also says that you don't even need to knowingly have contributed to a group that contributed to another group.
Right. Isn't that pathetic? They don't know what they're going to
do. Yeah, I know. I wrote the analysis, the first analysis of Patriot Act 2 back in January of 2003.
Yeah. And now this national ID that they're setting the standards for. Last week, I'm only able to catch your show about once a week, but last week you were talking about the lady in line in front of you buying the 12-pack of Bud, and she had to scan her driver's license or something.
Yes. She was obviously...
Yeah, you
know. No younger than 35. I'd say 41, 42. I'm pretty good at that. And they told me, yeah, pretty soon we've been told we're going to do everybody, and we know if you have warrants, we know everything about you.
Well, and, you know, if you tie that in with what we're witnessing, the collapse of our dollar, they're just going to switch us all over to digital money.
Oh, that's the public plan.
You know?
You still have cash, but it's only...
Well, they'll make it illegal to use it.
Well, no. They'll scan your card, even when you pay cash, to assess how much sales tax you're going to pay, because it's going to be a graduated sales tax.
I don't see any way to get, to opt out of this system. I mean, you know...
We could stand up and say no if the 700 Club wasn't basically saying it was the coming of the Lord.
There you go.
This is a wonderful thing. This is of the Lord.
I got a buddy who flies 747s, so I was bringing it up to him the other day. We were cutting firewood. And because I figure he's going to be on the front line of getting this national ID, and he says to me, "It's not anything bad. I'll be raptured out of here before then." And I just stood there with my mouth open.
And they'll be sitting there exactly with all their cards, with their chips going.
Inject me with the chip.
It can't be the chip because I would have been raptured.
I'm still here. Oh man, I appreciate it, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Yeah, what that is a big cop-out. when Rome, when Titus came, what was it, in 70 AD, and sacked Jerusalem and killed hundreds of thousands of people? Were they beamed out of there? The chosen people? No, but God gave them a warning. Obviously, those that were listening to the warning said, leave. They didn't. Those that did, left. Were people raptured when Hitler was in Germany? No. Does the Bible talk about a rapture? Yes. And I don't know, I don't want to get off into the whole argument, but pretty clear to me, folks. I mean, he got the sea dying and giant pillars of fire and the whole planet blowing up, and Christ appears in the sky, and then all the, you know, the people that are dead rise. I don't know what Bible you're reading where it says there's this rapture before. But hey, just get your chip, worship your world leader. I see the move going towards, they're now talking about a physical Christ soon ruling amongst us, and it's really the whole New Age thing, but it's being spouted by the so-called Christians. We're still going to have our Jesus. He'll be here ruling with a rod of iron. He'll have to kill a lot of people because, you know, if they don't accept the Lord. You can really see the, you know, the great delusion coming down on folks. Richard in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air, Richard. Okay, Mick in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
They clearly weren't raptured when the Bolsheviks took over in Russia either. How many 66 million Christians there?
Well, to be conservative, 60 million people were killed. Probably about 40 million were Christians, yes.
That's an excellent comparison. Hey, did you hear Maureen Dowd's article today? She said, finally, someone stands up to Rumsfeld. She's pretty funny. She says, of course it was a real soldier who confronted the secretary, and not W, who only likes to dress up and play soldier. It's a good one.
But then anyway, they say, yes, but the questions were planted. The troops wouldn't get up there and risk their careers. These were officers, unless it really meant something to them, and they had the moral advantage. But now the debate isn't about giving them armor. It's not about giving them armor. And now it's about, was it planted by the reporter?
Of course. The spin monsters that took over afterwards. Anyway, I used to travel around the country telling everybody about you when I first heard about you. But now, everybody I tell, they already know and they want to give me your tape. It's amazing. Your listeners are doing a great job, but you got to step up the efforts now. The crunch time's coming. Hey, and those cops, it's amazing, but they actually believe they're part of this system. You know, the fraternal order of police. But the truth is, if you go and read through the history of the secret societies, they've always used the lower levels. All through history, they've used the lower levels. And Weishaupt himself said, I do not wish for the lower levels to know who I am or that I even exist, or for that matter, the true goal of the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's all secret societies are the old name for intelligence operations.
Mm-hmm. And the people these cops serve are stabbing them in the back and painting huge targets on their backs at the same time. And they can't see this. So if they're not stupid enough, if they're so stupid they can't figure it out, they're being used like puppets.
Let me ask you one more question. You say you talk to people just randomly and they know about me?
Oh, yeah, all over the country. Amazing. They want to give me your tapes now. It's amazing. And, you were talking about the cops earlier. Anyway, some of them are waking up. You know, a lot of them aren't. They just can't see past the power trip on their nose, you know. But
I hear you. Listen, keep it up, and I appreciate your call.
Yeah, take it easy, Al.
You bet. And again, it isn't, ooh, people have heard of me. It's actually like, ooh, they've heard of me at the front lines. Ooh, I'm dancing around on the front lines wearing a big captain helmet. That's exactly what the globalists go after. But it doesn't matter as long as I am able to spawn hundreds of thousands of leaders who spawn millions of leaders. Somebody's got to hit the barbed wire. Somebody's got to jump on the hand grenade. Somebody's got to gut up to the table, to the plate. And there's just too many of us. That's why they got to have a big event. They were going to have a big event to begin with. But it is to watch them kill Mr. Webb, to watch them kill Dr. David Kelly, to watch them kill all these people. And the people say, they're going to kill me. You know, Dr. Kelly, Princess Di, all they go, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me and put me in the woods. They're going to kill me in a fake auto accident. They told me they're going to kill me. And then they kill them, and then it's, oh, it's an accident, or it's a suicide, I mean, where do they get these reporters that'll do this? But see, a coward is afraid. So a coward either rationalizes if they're compartmentalized and makes excuses for all the evil, or they go and join it. Well, they get theirs, and not at our hands, folks. God judges these people with their own system. Ron in New York. Ron, last caller, then I'm going to cover news. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Reported in yesterday's New York Times, there's a company which has started one of these super databases. This particular one is in England called WorldCheck. Big article in there. Now, they're trying to entice American authorities into using their databases, and it was reported that they actually categorize people in there as terrorists, certain individuals, corporations.
Hey, it's mainstream news that if you criticize homosexuality, you will get several years in prison and the equivalent of a $50,000 fine, that's what it comes to in euros, in France. Same stuff being passed in England. And yeah, there's hundreds of databases, and this is going to be your new national ID card.
Well, the best part about it is this, that their standards for how they classify someone as a terrorist.
That's why I was saying that, yeah.
Doesn't even meet the American standards, yet they're trying to entice the American government, Homeland Security, and the authorities to utilize their database. In fact, they're giving them 1 month free service starting, I believe this month.
Well, they say hundreds of index databases.
Right. It's all consolidated, but the best part is that they actually admitted that their standards do not meet up to American standards on how we define someone as a terrorist, yet they still want the American authorities to use that to define a terrorist.
And then congressmen, actors, just average people, oh, sorry, there's another Jones or another Johnson, another Smith, similar name, you can't fly, and then now it's going to be you can't buy or sell because we can't have people who are out of sorts with the system. When you swipe your card, it won't work.
And another good part about it is that the article did admit that many of these vendors that sell this garbage, because that's what they are, these are parasites living off of hysteria, are making bundles of money, and they're just hoping to propagate the hysteria that's going on.
You've been calling for years. You're a retired New York police officer.
Yeah.
What do you think about cops walking up to me yesterday at the election fraud rally we had after I left? Obvious police walking over going, man, we ought to do something violent, or, well, boy, and I had to go, just get away from me.
Agent, that's a very cheap knockoff version of an agent provocateur.
Yeah, but how do they get those guys, how do they morally act like that?
Because, unfortunately, within the last decade, the moral threshold, the kind of person that they seek for the job today is not the kind of person that they sought for the job years back. They're looking for people who are pliant and are willing to do things that are unethical by any universal standard. That's what's going on. When they tell the public, they've got the public fooled about this, that we test people before they become officers, my response is yes, they do. But they're not testing them to come up to the higher moral standards of a good person. They're testing to see if they are willing to do things.
Hey, look, right here in Austin, they give the Travis County sheriffs a contract to sign that they're against constitutionalists and they're against pro-gun groups. You ought to see it.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen it going on. Alex, this started about a decade back. This really started about a decade back in policing. What they're looking for are the Attila the Hun types to be police. And they're saying, well, they passed our test, our psych test, to get in. But I'm saying that that's because the psych tests are designed to weed out.
No, that's even been in the news, Ron. Thanks for the call. Before I end this segment and come back and just blitz through a bunch of news, I have made 11 films. They make great gifts. We've got a special running up until the 21st. Okay? That's 8-9 days away. Where you buy one DVD at the regular price, each additional is $5.95, so you can give them as gifts. You're not going to find stuff anywhere lower than that. These powerful films that are really affecting change and really getting the word out, really changing minds. These are powerful videos, folks. I don't have time to get into all the stuff that's in them. whether it's 9/11 or the occult activities of the elite, all of it, just call, ask about different titles, ask about different specials. When you call, just call right now, please, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, it is time for all of us to take action. I let you make copies of the videos. I want you to, or if you want to buy a bunch of the originals, do that. Take advantage of this, 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com to order online a hard copy, or you can watch them all online and read both the books and all of it for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we'll be right back. I'll go through some final news. Please stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I got about 3 hours of news here. Try to cram in the last 5 minutes. Should have gotten into all this earlier, but 10-year-old arrested, handcuffed over scissors, and little 10-year-old, never been in trouble, brought him to trim papers. He pulled him out, started trying to cut some paper, and they called police, arrested her, took her downtown. And, you know, here in Austin, a lot of your janitors are really police officers. It's like that around the country. It's about getting little kids into the system. They have them march with their hands behind their back. It's the same way they do it in corrections facilities. It's about integrating them to get into the system. This is from KHOU-TV, also WorldNet Daily. School distributes satanic sex calendar. Texas parents infuriated by explicit material. Local school officials in the suburb of Houston, Texas, are investigating how it was possible that a school police officer handed out calendars to students that featured explicit details on satanic and sexual rituals for every day of the month. Parents in Pearland are documenting answers according to, or demanding answers according to a new report by KHOU-TV. The public school police officer who handed out the calendars was supposed to deliver a positive anti-gang message to the students last Monday, according to the report. September 20th is the midnight host, it said, and it's pictures of the calendar here. Whatever that is, said one unidentified parent regarding reading from a calendar. You should have a blood-type ritual, the calendar went on. September 23rd is the fall equinox. You should have an orgy activity group, sex, any age, any sex. Again, an activity of group sex, any age, any sex, it reads. And the parents don't want to go public and fight it because they're afraid, obviously, of the satanic police. They shouldn't be teaching the kids at 12 years of age a calendar of Satanism. It's just not right, he said. Well, who says that, sir? Don't you know this is the time of the beast? Pearland school officials say 25 students at the junior high received the calendar. And the Pearland ISD spokesperson said, we don't want it to happen again, and so it was not done with malice. It was not done to promote Satanism in any way on the campus. It was just a mistake. Isn't that interesting? And I'm just, it's just an accident, of course, ladies and gentlemen. It so happens that when I was in high school for several years in Dallas, that it was rampant Satanism with the police, the government. I mean, it was just everywhere. It was everywhere. I could not stay away from it. I'd have friends saying, oh, we're going to a bonfire. And we go to the bonfire, and there's public officials, and it's a satanic thing, and I get in the car and leave. I mean, folks, wall to wall. Wall to wall. U.S. stages simulated attack on Iran. The U.S. Defense Department was said to have completed simulated war games to determine the feasibility of destroying Iran's nuclear weapons program. So they're gearing up for that, and now their Newsmax is saying Iran could have a missile to reach the eastern U.S. any time. It could just destroy us any time. Just like nukes could be sent from Iraq and hit them any time. In England, we've got to invade them now. There was also this article, France sets up a mandatory ministry of, quote, high authority to combat discrimination, to dole out jail sentences for thought crimes. And it's the London Independent article, France to punish homophobic and sexist remarks with jail sentences. And if you say anything in any way criticizing any group, you will be given several years in prison or a 31,000 pound fine. That's why I said $50,000. 31,000 is $62,000 right now, the exchange rate. All part of the new freedom. I will be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the Global Shortwave at 3210 from 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2 at 9.985. Or on your local AM or FM station, or the internet at Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back, and just get out there and take on the evil, folks. Have a great day. We'll be back tonight. God bless.
Hello, folks.